So a ha'ora in this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu comes and he goes to Arta ben Kedem, he goes to Haran, and he comes and there's such edrei soin and they're waiting over there, and it's in the pasuk. So this is a parak of tes, capital of tes pasuk dalit. It says Yirmer lohem Yaakov achai ma'ayin atem pasuk hey Yirmer lohem hayadatem isloven ben Nachor pasuk vav Yirmer lohem ashaloi meloi. So in those two psukim says Vayomer lohem, Vayomer lohem, Vayomer lohem. In pasuk Zayin, Vayomer doesn't say lohem. Hein oid hayoim gadol lo eis heyosef hamikne hashku atzonu luchu reu. So he gave them, as it were, mussar, and he said, you got to get moving. What are you waiting for? It doesn't say Vayomer lohem. It just says Vayomer, as opposed to the first three psukim where it says Vayomer lohem. So I saw this ha'ora, and I would like to tell you where, I remember where, but I don't. So in this ha'ora, he suggests that the reason why this is so, I think it quotes in the name of the Birchas Avram, Avram Erlinger, which is the Birchas Avram, that the Birchas Avram suggests that when you're giving Teichacha, he didn't talk to them directly. He spoke, like he's talking to himself. He's musing and he's thinking about this. It's a lot of time left. Maybe we should, probably they should be Mashka the Tzayin. He said it as it were to himself as opposed to talking to them directly. There was a sensitivity on the part of there was a sensitivity on the part of Yaakov Avinu that instead of confronting them directly, he said it like that. This is famous that they know that the Rebbe Melech and Rebbe Shisha were two brothers, and when they would go and they saw something improper and they wanted to try and address it with somebody, they would talk to each other in front of that person. So they saw a person, let's say, talking during davening. So Rebbe Melech would go to Rebbe Shisha when that person was within earshot. He says, Zisha, you have to be more careful with talking during davening. And Zisha said, yeah, it's a good point. Sometimes I'm not so careful with that. I need to be more careful with that. It's a good point. And then Elimelech says, Zisha, it's a horrible thing when you talk during davening. He says, yes, I know. And they would have this conversation with the intention of the person. So the person would get the message without being embarrassed that he was told to him directly. So if that's true with strangers, sometimes that's true with our wives and our children also. That sometimes we say something directly to them, and it's much more obvious and it's more clear, but sometimes it's more embarrassing. But if we feel there's something which we want to try and address and correct, sometimes the best way of doing it is saying, I've been having this issue myself and I'm trying to do mechazik, so let's see if we can do it together. A parent can say to a child, sees a child doing something that, when I was young, I always wanted to work on being more honest, and that's something which I always try to work on, trying to be more honest. You didn't say a word to the kid about him being dishonest. Then you obviously wait. You don't say it as soon as he said the lie, so then of course he'll catch what you're trying to do. But at a different time, you'd say, when I was young, sometimes I wasn't so careful, and I always worked on it. I'm still working on it. It's such an important thing. Etc., etc. So the examples are each person has to figure out their own examples. The point is that even a parent to a child, or a husband to a wife, or a wife to a husband, there has to be a sensitivity in how we present something in a not so obvious way, not so disparaging way, sometimes taking the brunt, the blame ourselves, allowing that to be the way that we want to get a message across. We might be, as it were, diminished a little bit in our eyes, in somebody else's eyes, we got the message across, and maybe that's worth it. Have a wonderful Shabbos.